and I have a special guest in this morning. I love it when I get guests because it's always fun to have people in the studio. And if you please, welcome to the show. I have Maria Bowling here, who's with St. Mary's School, and they are getting ready to have Oktoberfest, as they call it. Good morning, Maria. How are you?
Fine. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I love a good Oktoberfest. Tell me about your Oktoberfest.
Well, for those that are familiar with St. Mary's School Oktoberfest from years past, this is an all-school, parent-run fundraiser, and we have, this year, we are back on school campus. Okay. This will be the first in 2 years, and we will have baked
potatoes. What happened over the last 2 years?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
But we're back on our school campus. We're excited. We're ready to go. We're going to have a kids' carnival, bratwurst and sauerkraut, hot dogs, pretzels, and good potatoes, and a good old-fashioned fun family day.
Oh, man. Look at that. Bratwurst and sauerkraut and pretzels and all the good stuff that makes a good Oktoberfest. Plus, there's a carnival and all that, right? There's a kids' carnival?
Yes. We'll have bouncy houses, cotton candy, popcorn, and just fun carnival games. We're going to be located on our school parking lot, and then we will also have the field across the street.
So it's a family fun. The whole family can come on out to this and stuff. Now, this might be a dumb question, but is there a beer garden in your Oktoberfest? But this seems to be a little more family-oriented.
Well, in the past, there has been a beer garden, and hopefully in the future there will be a beer garden, but this year we will not. We're just starting out a little small because we have not really had our big traditional festivals in a couple of years. So
well, it has been a minute.
Yep, definitely we're starting out small. Mm-hmm. So this year it will be the Kids Carnival, the Great Bites Cafe outdoors, and a homemade goodie bake sale.
Oh boy, I love homemade goodies. Now, are you baking anything for the bake sale?
I am not myself, but I know of a number of pie makers that are planning on attending.
So a variety of pies, you think? Like everything from pumpkin to apple to, I don't know, what's the craziest pie that you ever seen somebody bring out?
A Reese's peanut butter pie.
Oh, I bet you that was just decadent.
It was. It was about 3 inches tall.
3 inches tall? Off the top?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty tall for a pie when you think pie, because pie is usually about a couple inches, right?
Yeah.
Then you get that extra layer of Reese's and whatever else, chocolate and peanut butter and creamy
goodness. And there may have even been some cheesecake in that.
Oh, wow. That sounds very decadent and very filling. Now, you have raffles and things and also an auction, some silent auctions?
No silent raffles? Auction this year, this Oktoberfest. But we do have our Great Grand Raffle. And
the Great Grand Raffle. I like that. How does one enter that?
We will be selling tickets at the day of the event. We also, every single St. Mary's School family has tickets to sell. So if you know of a student in the community, give them a call. They'll be happy to do a door-to-door ticket sale for you.
And I actually do know a couple of students, come to think of it.
Well, yes. And again, the day of of Oktoberfest, October 8th, we will be selling tickets from 10 to 2, and the drawing will be at 2 p.m. right on the school playground. You do not need to be present to win, but we're showing, we're having the drawing live on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's cool. So you can watch it on, if you can't be there, you can watch it on Facebook Live and see if you're the one who wins the, whatever the different prizes are. I know there's some like
10
overnight stays, some cool things that you're going to be having up in the grand raffles. Tell me a little bit about some of those.
Well, we have a couple of great supporters. For at least 10 to 20 years, we have had support from the Lake Quinault Lodge, the Aramark company. So we have a couple nights at the lodge. We have a couple nights at Crescent Lodge and also Solduck Springs. Mm. And in addition, we have a $500 gift certificate to McHugh's Furniture. And
nice.
Yes, and Hoquiam, who have been fantastic supporters of the school for many, many, many years. And we also will have $100 gasoline cards, Visa cards. We have a total of 10 prizes to draw from. So
Excellent. And now, what does a raffle ticket cost if somebody wants
$2.
To $2. That's it. $2, you can win maybe a $500 gift certificate to McHugh's Furniture or a couple of nights stay at the Lake Quinault Lodge, which is a beautiful place. I love the big fireplace they have in the main hall.
Yes.
The main lobby area. I don't think you can even call it a lobby. It's a lobby, but just it's so down home. It's like part of your like country house or something. Mm-hmm. Love that place. That place is fun. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's coming up soon. It's coming up Saturday.
This Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m. And I'd like to add one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
We will be having a kids' carnival package. So for
tell me what that's about.
$20.
$20.
You can have unlimited use of the bouncy house.
Ooh.
You can have a hot dog, chip, and drink lunch, plus 5 carnival tickets.
$20. Get your kid in the bouncy house the whole time while you can actually enjoy yourself and go around and do the shopping and get some brats and stuff. I love it. That's a great idea.
Yes. So it's 4 hours of family fun and food for $20 for your young one.
Is there an age cap on that? Up to a certain, say...
Eighth grade.
St. Mary's school ages.
Right.
Got
right.
It. Sounds great.
I would like to make note of one other thing, too.
Sure.
In the past, we've had vendors and shopping and a trinkets and treasure garage sale. That has been put on hold. Those two events are putting on hold, but they'll be back again in the future.
Yeah. Well, it still sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out. It's this Saturday. We're going to have this information up. You have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And is there an official website as well?
Yes. StMarysSchool.org.
Right. And we'll put that up there on our Kix95.3 website, too. We'll give you links to all that stuff, as well as a replaying of this interview in case you missed any of it. Well, thanks. Appreciate you coming in, and have fun this weekend. It sounds like you're gonna.
Thank you. And we look forward to seeing everyone in Grace Harbor. Thank you.